line toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 as we launch into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Kicking things off this hour with Justin. Actually, I already talked to Justin. Let's try Robert in California. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I wanted to compliment you on your show.
Thanks, Robert.
I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Do share with us what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Been listening to your Jesse Ventura dialogue. And I watched all seven of his shows,
mm-hmm.
And I've actually been in the Denver airport and stood in front of that mural. And
which one? The one with the rainbow and all the people looking happy? The one with the forest burning in the background, or the one with a creepy militaristic guy with a sword?
Well, it's basically all one mural. It covers a long wall between the ticket counters and where you go into the security area.
I see.
And there's kind of a bathroom segregating the mural and stuff. But the I saw it about 2 years ago, and I stood in front of it and my jaw dropped because there's this guy with a big sickle, you know, and all these screaming people and, you know, whatnot. And I couldn't imagine why they would put that in an airport. It just didn't make any sense to me. It's just the mural was completely out of place. But I didn't think about it too much more until I saw the Jesse Ventura show, and then he started equating it to 2012 and all that. I think that's kind of a stretch.
I didn't see. Did you see at any point solar flares destroying the Earth in that mural? Because I looked at pictures all over Flickr, and I could not see anything.
There's nothing in the mural that talks about solar flares, but in his show, he references solar flare activity as a possible cause for 2012 disaster. I mean, he went through, he enumerated a whole bunch of things that could cause big problems. You know, one of them was the Mayan calendar ending. You know, I didn't put much credence into anything he was talking about, but I did find the Denver airport part fascinating because I did stand in front of that. And then he shows a few other little things like the sign that talks about New World Airport and the gargoyle coming out of a piece of luggage. And as a hint that's where the secret city is, or, you know,
the secret city is in the luggage.
Yeah, below the luggage carrying area is supposedly where it's all at.
What
I thought was more fascinating was a different episode. It was the one about 9/11, and they were showing footage of building of Tower 7 of the World Trade Center coming down by itself. And that whole thing is just bizarre to me. It wasn't hit by anything. And it just...
Yeah, I'm the first person to say that I don't know what the real story is there. I don't believe the conspiracy theory side, and I don't believe the government side. I don't know what's true and what's not. And to me, that's one of the more persuasive things on the side of the conspiracy theorists. But
it's like the conspiracy theory Kinsey scale, where you have like a 6 on the one side is the conspiracy theory story, and then you have the story, the government story they gave us on the 0. And like, I think most people are bisexual. They're like,
in the middle.
You know, yeah, you're like in the middle. I mean, I'm in the middle somewhere.
I believe the one.
I do not believe the story the government told me. And then you have the conspiracy theorists who have had it all figured out. They're going to tell you exactly what happened. I'm like, you don't know what all is going on. There's no doubt that we're not getting the straight story from the government. I mean, that much I am clear on.
Right.
But then you hear
but
this.
But to spend a decade speculating about it, and to spend all of your free time researching and trying to ascertain what the truth is, that's where I really come to a disagreement and loggerheads with the conspiracy crowd, because they have their belief system, like Dale says, and they've got it down. And if you don't agree with them, then you're part of the conspiracy or you're an idiot. And because since we're on the radio, well, we must be part of the conspiracy then, because
we're gatekeepers for the New World Order.
We couldn't get on the radio without the approval of the mass of our masters in the New World Order.
Well, you're right. It's an obsession, and it's a pointless obsession, because I know that the government's corrupt.
Yeah.
I don't need to believe to be a 6 on their Kinsey scale to believe that the government is corrupt.
Right, you don't need to jump
that.
To a conclusion.
Yeah.
You've got all kinds of evidence that makes it pretty crystal clear that the government is doing evil.
And what cracks me up is if it says, and if it, what cracks me up is they realize, obviously, that there's this horrible corruption in government. I'm glad they realize that. And then they turn to the government to start another investigation.
Yeah.
Why? What the... What is that
kind of pointless, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any other thoughts for us?
Pretty funny. Pardon me?
Do you have any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, the other point is you know, what's the point of this show? And really, it's to sell advertising space.
Of course it is. But yeah. What do you think he believes? Do you think Jesse Ventura is in the camp with the conspiracy crowd, or is he kind of playing the unbiased journalist, or what is?
Well, I think he's got some points to make. I mean, he had some personal experiences with, I think, an arm of the CIA that he talks about in one of the episodes of the show.
He was a SEAL. Of course he did.
Yeah,
He killed people for them.
Right. But, no, he said there was one incident after he became governor, and they called him into this meeting with a whole bunch of CIA people.
Okay.
And you know, he couldn't figure out why they wanted to talk to him. But, you know, basically, no, I don't think he believes, you know, any of the things he's talking about, really. He's just covering the biggest conspiracies that are out there and trying to, you know, make a reality TV show about it.
Thanks so much for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here, and I think Gene is back with us. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is going to give him another shot here. Are you there, sir?
I am.
All right. What's on your mind tonight, Gene?
Well, I see the escalating violence, and I wanted to talk about that. But first I wanted to talk about how you kicked poor old grandma to the curb there, and I was wondering if maybe you wanted to steal her purse, too.
What are you talking about? You talking about the kook lady that called in the first hour?
I sure am. I mean, I'm talking about the way the three of you managed to gang up on people. And sometimes you do this, and it's very annoying when you do it because – I know you only do it on people that you think deserve it, and I know that your judgment is so excellent. But every time you do that, you throw three people at one person asking different questions from different angles, and then you expect them to answer you in some coherent
way. She wasn't coherent in the first place, Gene.
She wasn't.
But you could give her a break. She's an elderly woman.
I was the one. She didn't sound that elderly. She sounded like she was in her 50s.
Like she's some kind of debate queen.
She sounded like she was in the 50s, and it was me that was asking the majority of the questions, and I was trying to get her to get a straight answer. Give me a straight answer.
Mark, Gene, seriously.
Mark was in there throwing questions, other guy and
Dale.
All three at the same time. I heard.
Gene,
go
seriously.
Back and listen to it.
She was. I remember pretty clearly. Gene, seriously. She was nothing more than entertainment value. She was
seriously,
such a kook.
She was. You guys are sure having a good time, but maybe you guys would have fun, picking on the slow kid at school too and taking his lunch bag away from him. I mean, that's the. That's what it sounds like from this end. Maybe you guys are having a grand old ball in there. But, you know, you sound kind of more like Howard Stern than Free Talk Live.
A call like that is really, it's really only value of it is the entertainment value. Because
she is so
it's so ridiculous.
And
she was,
I didn't say she was stupid.
Gene, she was.
If she is so stupid and so bad, let her hang herself on her own words. You guys don't have to. You know, act like a bunch of bullies.
I asked questions, Gene. I asked questions
you
for
ask
clarification.
A question, and then when she's halfway through it, you say, well, what about this? And then
it's
she
because,
tries to switch gears.
Because she says something inconsistent, and I want to make sure that it's clarified. I'm just trying to understand, Gene.
To switch gears,
Gene, he was
and
trying
then
to.
You go back on the first subject, on the first thing you asked her, and she can't switch back and forth, and then you say, well, you sound like an idiot because you
I didn't call her an idiot.
Well,
don't put words
Gene,
in my
whenever
mouth,
we
Gene.
Let her start
You're
talking,
making,
she rambled on to from one subject to the next without even pausing in between.
She was not a great speaker. I will give you that. But I'm talking about the way you guys handled her. It was just disgusting.
Gene, it's absurd to sit there and have someone who's rambling from subject to subject to subject without trying to stop them and get them to focus
yeah.
on
well,
one
then
thing.
Why don't you try to focus them? Instead of just throwing more questions at him.
I tried to focus them by asking questions, Gene. I'll tell you what, I know you had something else you wanted to talk about. I'll bring you back to that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
Then the angel said to him, Take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Get $1,000 in free groceries for only $4.90. It's true. The National Grocery Relief Program is now available to you. Consumer Advocate Response, in cooperation with the National Grocery Relief Program, is conducting surveys in your area for a limited time. Simply call their toll-free number to get your free $1,000 National Grocery Relief Program sent out to you today. This limited-time offer is completely confidential, and there's no restriction on what groceries you can get. That means with your $1,000, you can buy any of your favorite products in the grocery store. Call now and get your $1,000 worth of groceries free. Participation is limited, so call now. 1-800-554-9306. That's 1-800-554-9306. It's easy and completely confidential. Claim your relief package today. 1-800-554-9306.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything, just dial on in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features there include archives going all the way back to the beginning of 2009 via our podcast. It used to be that we gave you 6 days in the podcast. Now we give you hundreds, all free. At freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls. And Gene, the Christian anarchist, is with us, first calling to attempt to rake us over the coals for how we handled a call earlier in the show tonight. If you missed that, you can grab the archive later on tonight when it goes up at freetalklive.com. Decide for yourself how you felt about it. But, Gene, what else was on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to talk about the violence and what we saw today, apparently, from what we can glean. I don't know how accurate it is, but anyway, apparently a guy became very frustrated with his dealings with an oppressive bunch of thugs with guns,
mm-hmm.
and decided to take a violent action towards them, or towards those whom he suspected were part of the group, and crashed an airplane into a building. And so what I'm telling you, and I've told you this in the past on a couple of previous calls about my prediction about how things are falling apart in this country and things are going to get extremely violent. And, you know, I kind of doubt if you're going to see too many airplanes flying into buildings, because that takes too much resources and too much training and things of that nature. So mm-hmm. you're probably not going to see too much of that. But I do expect to see the violence increase as the oppression increases, and as the system, which is designed to extract money from the pockets of the little man and deposit it all in the pockets of the big man at the top, or the big men at the top, and that's the way the system is designed to function, and it's doing a very good job, and people are beginning to get frustrated and disgusted with it. So I expect that the violence is only going to increase, and I'm not condoning the violence, I'm certainly not encouraging the violence. I'm making a prediction that this is the natural course of events as people wind up seeing that they have absolutely no recourse and no satisfaction from their supposed high priests of justice in the black robes.
I think your prediction, I think there's some accuracy to it in that, yes, humans do tend to react in violent fashions when they perceive they are being done, you know, they are being wronged. And it's unfortunate because, well, it is going to contribute to making things worse. And indeed, the man that flew the plane into the tower, the building today, he made it clear that he believes that this is going to make things worse. That was his intention.
His prediction, at least.
And you're probably going to see a lot more shootings. I would suspect that shootings are going to be the most common form of violent lashing out that's going to be taking place, but you might also see people taking their semis. You know, they're going bankrupt, and the last thing they got is their semi truck. You know, and who knows what kind of mayhem that they'll do with that. But I don't like what's coming. It's in fact, sometimes I get rather depressed just thinking about it. But it is coming.
So. No, I think you're actually. I think you're. There's something to that, and I hope that. That liberty activists will try and channel that all that frustration that people have, and that try to channel people into a direction of doing something much more productive than just being violent. So, but I think you're right about predicting it.
We've seen these events occurring at a faster and faster rate, you know, in between events, and I think that it's going to continue to accelerate to where a number of events is going to get so high that they won't even be able to report them all on the news.
Well, the best thing that we can do is to keep talking about a message of peace and staying away from violent acts and encouraging civil disobedience and encouraging various different peaceful methods of activism, encouraging people to come together who believe in freedom to come here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, and keep a positive, as much as we possibly can, keep a positive message emanating at least from this radio show, so in the hopes that it will attract the people that are looking for that message, and it will hopefully change some minds of the people, some of those people that are feeling the anger and feeling the frustration, as I once did. Gene, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, because there is hope. It's not a completely hopeless situation. It doesn't have to go like Gene says it will. Maybe it'll go that way in some places, but if we can get enough peaceful, liberty-oriented people together in the same place, it doesn't have to go that way here.
Yeah, I mean, we can certainly make it less so. we can make it more productive and less of that just sort of violent lashing out, which just comes out of frustration and helplessness.
And there are indicators. You know, there are the people like him, the guy that crashed his plane into the building, in many cases will vent their frustrations to their close friends, you know, perhaps vent them on a message forum somewhere. And so there are indicators of the people that are out there that are considering doing something like this. And when you start to see those indicators pop up, and I think it's important to address them. So over at the Freekeen website, freekeen.com, there's a forum there. And Freekeen, the tagline for the site, is peaceful evolution. So the website is surrounded. It's a blog site that features Dale and myself and a number of other local liberty activists up here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. Most of us, there's some of them that are New Hampshire natives, but most of us moved up as part of the Free State Project. And we use the blog as our outlet to express, you know, how we feel about issues and what activism things are coming up, and put some media up there and that sort of thing. But the overarching theme is peaceful evolution. And so that theme spreads across the entire website, which includes the forums at forum.freekeen.com. And just today, one of the posters there who has kind of been skirting the line of violence did go ahead and cross the line today, and he advocated that he believed, I don't have the exact text in front of me here, I should probably pull it up, but he basically advocated that he believed that what the guy did in Austin today was heroic and that he fully supported it 100%.
And he also expressed dismay that there weren't some IRS agents killed.
Right.
And so that was, combined with the other post together.
It was very cold, it was very angry, and endorsing violence. And that's not what we're looking for on our forum. And so that person has been banned for 2 weeks as a result of making that decision. And some people are going to say, but free speech! Free speech! Well, no, it's a private forum, and you don't have
with a very free with speech. A pretty specific purpose.
Right.
I mean, it's for organizing actual activism in Keene. It's a local
right.
forum.
And for talking between the activists. But this guy
yeah.
isn't a local.
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's certain, you know, and it's because it's a local forum, yeah, we talk to each other, and there's that. And there's no problem with people coming in from outside, presumably because they're interested in what's going on in Keene.
Right.
Like local events, and maybe they're going to move here eventually, or maybe they want to help remotely. But in whatever shape or form, you know, presumably the focus of this forum is stuff going on in Keene, and it's a peace, and it's an organization of peaceful activists. And so it's not, there are plenty of places to go have free speech.
Right.
There are forums with topics to talk about all this stuff. This isn't the one.
When someone comes into a community like Free Keene community has, which is with a peace theme, and begins agitating for violence and supporting violence, then it's incumbent upon us to call them out and to make it very clear that this will not be tolerated or supported by the people in this peaceful, evolution.
You have to wonder
community.
If their goals are so different. They're trying to subvert things.
There's more coming up. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FDP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FDP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's pretty much virtually unmoderated forum. This is a great place to go and talk about whatever the heck it is you want to talk about. We were just mentioning a moment ago that at the Freekeen forum, things are a little more restricted. Indeed, there's going to be a new policy put in over there that will make it even more restrictive as far as, you know, we just don't want people coming and posting news articles about what the heck's going on in the rest of the country.
Yeah, like
on the Freekeen forum.
Yeah. I mean, that's been happening. Just go around and talk about your favorite conspiracy theory or talk about some national news item about what someone
said. Right. Alex Jones has his own Prison Planet forums if you want to go and do conspiracy talk. Or the Free Talk Live BBS is pretty much an open forum. You can post anything you want there. You can agitate for violence on the BBS, Free Talk Live BBS, if you want to. I mean, we don't endorse anything that appears, and we're not responsible for anything that that appears there. I'm just saying it's a virtually unmoderated forum, whereas the Freekeen forum is definitely moderated. So,
yeah, if you advocate for violence against somebody on BBS, we've kicked people off for that.
Yes, if you are threatening a fellow BBS member, then yeah, you'd be kicked off for that.
As opposed to like just a broader sort of advocation of violence.
Right.
Like
yeah,
what
you
we should
forum.
Pick up arms and march against the Canadians.
You won't be censored. You're responsible for your own posts there because there is no theme on the Free Talk Live BBS. There is no overarching concept or theme. It's just an open forum for our listeners to go and interact with one another.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of like everything everywhere being a big tent. Like, what's the point of that? What about choices? What if I want to go to a forum that has a more of a focus and I want to stay on topic? But that's a good thing to have, right? And if you don't have, if you don't exercise some notion of that, then all just sort of blurs and just becomes the same. And this, and so I'm all for free speech, but let's have, you know, let's have forums that can, you know, forums to focus on different things. You have outlets of speech that have, you know, a purpose for talking about a certain subject. It's just a matter of staying on subject. You know?
Absolutely. And so we were talking about this this guy flying the plane into the building in Austin and how he advocates violence as the solution to the government's violence. And, of course, we've talked about violence many times on this program, and we will in the future because, well, I come from that particular viewpoint. I come from at one time having that mindset of, you know, fight fire with fire, you know, give them what they, you know, what they dish out. And I don't believe that anymore because I've come to the conclusion that basically, first of all, it won't work. I mean, practically, it's not going to achieve liberty. If you engage in violence, it's just going to create more violence. It's going to give them the excuse to ratchet up their violence. And indeed, the man who flew his plane into the tower knows this. This is apparently part of his intent, is to get them to ratchet up the police state as a result of his actions. So it just makes things worse, and of course it lowers you to their level by you participating in violence. If you don't participate in violence, then you take the moral high ground, and then they're the violent thugs. Does that mean that people are going to be victimized? Does that mean people are going to be hurt? Yeah, but that's already happening. And it's like I think you said it earlier tonight, Dale, and it bears repeating, that if you've come to the point of frustration where you're so sick and tired of this system and the violence that it does against people that you're willing to turn it back around against them, that's the time when it's time to just completely change your life. It's time to rededicate your life toward advancing liberty and getting active and doing civil disobedience rather than going out with a bang and leaving us a more difficult situation afterwards.
And I think that's something that sort of broadly applies to anyone who's thinking about suicide, because I think that, you know, and this is something I sort of contemplated whenever I was feeling really down, and I've never like gotten to the point where it's like, okay, I'm starting to contemplate suicide. But I always thought, you know, if I ever get to the point where I'm ready to kill myself over something, it seems at that point it's like I would just broaden out my boundaries all of a sudden. Say, okay, I'm so upset with things, I'm just going to die, so I'm going to radically change my life.
Now you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, radically change your life instead. I mean, that's like, you know, when you're at the point where you have nothing left to lose, then now you can take risks that you might not have taken before or
exactly.
Something. And the example in this case is just, you know what, become an activist. Don't go kill yourself. Do something productive.
Let's go to your phone calls here. Talk to Jason in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason. Are you there, sir?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry. Really, I was kind of really enjoying the conversation tonight. It ties in directly to, I guess, my main point. I wanted to call you to let you know the number one reason that I'm an amplifier for you and the reason you're the only organization that I donate any money to.
Why is that?
Your Saturday show was a great example of it, and it's your willingness to confront people's definitions, to language what a lot of people would, you know, they'd say, oh, that's just talking semantics. But I see that as the most vital struggle we have against statism today. And I just loved your Saturday show, where you basically ask people, you know, what does conservative or liberal mean to you? And over the course of the show, you know, all sorts of people call in, and it becomes very clear that every person pretty much has an individual definition for it, even if there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah, I happen to think it was a pretty good show, too.
Yeah, a lot of people commented on it and liked it. I thought it was cheap and easy. Like, it was like, oh, well, you know, we really have a good show prep. Hey, let's just ask people what conservative and liberal is. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that we would do 5 or 6 years ago. I mean, it's really an old-style Free Talk Live thing. But
That's exactly the issue, is lots of people hear these kinds of conversations and they roll their eyes and they think, you know, you know, what's the point? We're just talking semantics here. You know, look up the definition in the dictionary, which is maybe the one thing I can fault. What's your name again?
Ian Mark? Dale?
Ian on is turning to the dictionary too quickly sometimes. But from Saturday's show, the thing I liked the most, and it gives us a great insight into the minds of politicians and the problems we're confronted with all the time, is one of the early callers in the show was a lady, I think she's from Texas, and very early in her call she said that she was running for some sort of office down there. And red flags went off in my mind, and she started, and you asked asked her the question. And throughout the conversation, you kept posing the question to her. And every time you were to pose, you posed the direct question, just asking for her definition, she would either first kind of scoff or laugh at the question, like, come on, what kind of question is that? And obviously not understanding what the show was about.
Yep.
And, or she would revert to collective definitions of it. She would say, well, everybody knows,
right.
or the definition, you know, we know this to be, and she never gave you a personal definition of it, which is exactly the goal of, you know, the status that Liberty is working against.
Yeah, the status co-op words, they're notorious for it. And the latest is all these conservatives that like to call themselves libertarian or to say conservative and libertarian interchangeably.
It's a
and
sad
they obviously have a different notion of what libertarian is than people who actually love freedom.
It's a sad gutting of a once great term. Thank you, Jason, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to the other Jason. We had a little Jason confusion there a moment ago. Jason in Kansas, you are on Free Talk Live for real this time. Hello, Jason.
You know, I had some confusion there.
Yep, go ahead.
I wanted, before I go and do my, I guess my complaint or whatever I want to call it, what is your opinion on, what would be the proper term, but freedom of the press?
Well, I'm all in favor of freedom, so I'm not sure what your question means.
Well, it's not really a question. I work long hours. I don't get home till fairly late at night. I don't have any kind of cable television, but I don't know what your opinion of Fox News is. I'm sure it's probably not very good.
All mainstream television news, I don't really have a very high opinion of.
I agree. It's kind of it's controlled and biased and whatnot.
I think that Fox has made some right. I think Fox has made some good decisions recently. Hiring John Stossel was a good move. I think Andrew Napolitano is pretty outstanding, but, you know, in general, mainstream news doesn't really float my boat.
Right. Well, the reason I'm making, I guess I'm calling it kind of a rant, but there was a website out there, and it allowed you to watch Fox News through web stream. And, you know, great company.
I'll tell you what, I'll let you finish your thoughts here in a few moments. Hang on, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The website allows you to watch Fox News, it's not Fox News. I'm not really sure where he's going, but we'll find out. It's Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a two-disc set that includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping over at amazon.freetalklive.com. And we continue with your phone calls here. Jason, I think you're still with us in Kansas. Are you there, sir?
I'm still here, yep.
Okay, Jason, what were you talking about? Some website that lets you watch Fox News, and what were you getting at there?
Well, I was kind of rambling, but there was a site out there, and it allowed you to watch, you know, Fox News, you know, basically on a web stream for free. And my opinion of the press has always been, you know, the more that you can get exposure, the more that you can get out there and spread your message of what you're trying to spread around is great. And then all of a sudden I'm out. I was working long today, and I come home, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna sit down. I'm listening, you know, watch some TV on my internet and then all of a sudden it's gone, shut down.
Oh no!
And they claimed that this was copyright infringement. They just shut the whole stream down.
Yeah, I'm opposed to that. I think that as long as they weren't doing something naughty, like overriding their commercial breaks or something like that.
Oh, basically. No. Right. Well, what they probably were complaining was complaining that the site that was on probably had ads on it, and me being the tech guy I am, I just wiped out all their ads, and so I had nothing but the stream on mine. There were still ads going through the stream. You still had all the – I mean, it was live as it was. There was the advertisements coming through, everything,
right.
And it was a raw stream. And they just went, no, I'm sorry, you know, we're going to shut it down. And I used to come home and I'd stay up late, you know, I'd watch Glenn Beck, you know, as much as the weird jackass he is. But
he's talented.
It was entertainment.
Yeah, he's talented. There's no doubt about it.
It wasn't like that Fox was paying for the bandwidth or anything like that. I mean, essentially, they were having somebody else front whatever bandwidth they needed, whether it was Ustream or whatever company they ended up working through to do that. So Fox News wasn't actually having to bear any of the bill to expose their product to more viewers. I think it's really short-sighted, you know, cutting one's nose off to spite your face.
Free Talk Live is now provides you with video quality that you can look at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, but it's only during live show hours. Otherwise, it's just a static picture.
Fooling with them.
But yeah, I highly this show, of course, does not subscribe to copyright. So take our archives, burn it to CD, sell it if you want.
I have the same policy on my website too. I'll take the free promotion if someone wants to stick my comic somewhere and everything. I mean,
I mean, if you can get somebody to pay you for Free Talk Live, then by all means, I mean, we'd like you to send us a cut, but we don't. I mean, what are we going to do, right? Doesn't matter to me.
It blew me away because they came home and was like, oh, we're going to shut down. And this, they had actually sent the webmaster, you know, a nasty email saying shut it down or we're going to, you know, take you to court. And copyright infringement. I'm like, what's he infringing on? He's just transmitting what you already are blasting out anyways.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. Thank you so much for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. If you've got good ideas, don't you want people to hear them? That's how it feels like to me. I want to get this show in as many ears as I possibly can. Let's continue. Nick, listening in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
What's up?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I got to, I know you're going to hate it, but I'm going to read the Bible to you.
Oh, boy. Why is that?
Well,
can you give us context first? Like, what's your point?
Here's the thing. I'm a Christian, but I hate the government. And I'm always getting these little spouts or these arguing matches with other Christians. And anyway, real quick, I'll just read it. What it is I found in Romans 13, basically, it talks about how you should, you know, the government knows of God and all this other crap that I don't believe. But I found a really, really, really disturbing version of it, and it's called The Message. And you can stop me anytime, but it's like three verses.
Okay, go for it.
It says, be a good citizen. All governments are under God. Insofar as there is peace and order, it's God's order. So live responsibly as a citizen. If you're irresponsible to the state, then you are irresponsible with God, and God will hold you responsible. Duly constituted authorities are only a threat if you're trying to get by with something.
Boy, that's scary.
Yeah, right. Decent citizens should have nothing to fear.
So whatever you do, obey, 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 because the government must be created by God. I mean, that seems so ludicrous.
What right. section of the Bible is that? What's that from again?
Romans
13:1.
Interesting. So much of the New Testament is actually very anti-statist.
You really got to ask these people, if the governments are instituted by God, what kind of sick, evil God do you worship?
Right, murders.
Really.
The millions of people.
All these. Think about the governments out there. I'm not talking about the government of the United States, because I suppose you can twist your mind up into believing that the government of the United States is somehow good,
too.
Right, and just. But think about all the rest of them. Hitler was instituted by God. Really?
Right. That's actually what my point has always been. When someone says that, they said, "Well, it says in the Bible we should, you know, obey our government." And I said, "Wait a minute. So you can't just say, you can't use that excuse that if it says the government, you can't say that it's the United States. The United States wasn't even a thing back then. You know, so it's like you can't use that argument. You have to say that it was all governments."
Yep. As a matter of fact, you have to say it's the Roman government that crucified people and allowed slavery, the owning
right.
of people. I mean, what? This is
that Moses opposed.
Well, Moses didn't. Moses was Romans weren't around for that. But you know, Jesus was crucified by the Romans.
Oh, sorry, not the Romans. Yeah, what was I thinking? I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the Egyptians.
Well, and now I'll leave you with this. The last verse, or one of the last verses, is verse 4. It says, "Be a responsible citizen, and you'll get along just fine. The government is working to your advantage."
Well, now, is that what Jesus did? I mean, was
right,
Jesus
exactly.
obedient?
Jesus is the one that was against the government and said, "I am the law, and man is not the law. You shouldn't follow man's law."
Right. Didn't he come over and turn over the tables and the money changers or whatever? I mean, he wasn't exactly
right.
the most obedient person, right?
And so that's kind of why I called in, and I know it's late in the show, but I kind of figured maybe some of your listeners or somebody maybe tomorrow or something could kind of shed some light on it, because I'm always confused when I read that, you know, I'm like Jesus is the ultimate, you know, at least in the Bible most of the time it's like he's rebelling against the government, and then it has it in here in the Bible it says about, oh, you should follow the government, pay your taxes and do all
it's
this.
It's just
crap.
The Bible has so many contradictions in it. It's one of the reasons why when I was younger and I started to learn about that, I started to ask these questions and there were no good answers, and the Bible contradicts itself in so many ways. It was really one of the major things I think that led me down the road to atheism. Since then, I've come to the conclusion that I'm actually a pantheist, and that I believe that if there is a God, it creates everything, that everything is, you know, all that is essentially God. Not that there's necessarily one consciousness that specifically decides things and has written this book and all of that stuff.
I had a similar experience. I mean, what happened to me is I decided, okay, I'm going to read the Bible from front to back. I'm going to actually read
really?
It.
Did you
read so much out of context. I started to. I made like 2/3 through of the Old Testament or something.
Further than I could.
And it was rough. But but that's as I was reading it front to back and seeing it in context and in chronological order, I that's when I lost my faith. And it just was so absurd to me. And I think that part of the problem with that is I think you really back yourself into a corner if you try to insist on a literal interpretation of the Bible for one
Absolutely.
Thing. Because then people are going to, you know, instead of looking at it as teaching lessons and things like that and from stories, then
giving up your own volition. It's giving up your own ability to decide what is and what is not appropriate, what is not right, or what is right and what is wrong. If you're just turning over your authority to some old book, you've given up your own internal feelings and your own
thinking about things.
Right.
You just have the answers handed to you in a you know, convenient format.
Well, not only that, but the thing is that I always tell people that is really huge for me is that, you know, I believe in certain things, you know, in the Bible, but I cannot agree with, I don't care what it says, I can't agree with this government crap, because there's no way that if they say that the God is who he is, that there's no way that he put government in charge. It's ridiculous. And so I always tell people that God gave us freedom. So in other words, I have the freedom for everything, and I always tell people that not only did he give us freedom, but he gave us the ultimate freedom, because if you think about it, God even says, in his own, you know, in his own words, he says, look, you can choose to follow me or not. I mean, he even says you can choose to listen to me or not. It's still your choice. So I don't want to follow a despotic government. Then, you know what? That's my choice.
Right. The Quakers say to follow your inner light. And, you know, essentially that, you know, God, if you want to use that term,
is going to reveal himself through that.
Through you and how you feel and what your interpretations are. And
remember,
and that mustn't be mistaken for do what you want to, whatever you want to do. It's doing what you truly deeply understand to be right.
And the Bible and Christianity and all this other stuff has all gotten wrapped up together in society. But, you know, the Bible came in 300 years after Christ was around. So, you know, that people worshipped him before that.
We can actually keep this going. We're done with the radio show. Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow night. Internet listeners, stay tuned. We're going to go into overtime online. You can tune in at listen.freetalklive.com. Radio listeners, see you tomorrow night. Same time, same place. Freetalklive.com. The internet version of the show continues here in moments.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.